NATO chief in wake of Kabul terror attack, evacuations should continue. By Penny Starr on August 26, 2021. Jens Stoltenberg, head of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, called on member nations to continue the effort to rescue their citizens from the grip of the Taliban on Thursday following multiple bombings at the international airport in Kabul, Afghanistan. "I strongly condemn the horrific terrorist attack outside hashtag Kabul airport," Stoltenberg tweeted. "My thoughts are with all those affected and their loved ones. Our priority remains to evacuate as many people to safety as quickly as possible." The explosions took place outside of the Kabul airport, where evacuations have been taking place over the past several days. An unknown number of Americans are still stranded in the country, as are thousands of Afghans who served with U.S. troops over the past two decades. Western nations had warned earlier in the day of a possible attack at the airport in the waning days of a massive airlift, the Associated Press reported. Shortly after Biden's withdrawal got underway and conditions began to deteriorate last week, Stoltenberg spoke to reporters about Afghanistan. "The North Atlantic Council has met to discuss Afghanistan. The situation is extremely serious and unpredictable. Kabul has fallen, and the Taliban have taken control of most of the country. I am deeply saddened by what I see unfolding in Afghanistan," he said on August 17. "NATO's focus right now is to ensure the safe departure of personnel from allied and partner countries, and of the Afghans who have helped us," Stoltenberg said. "NATO has been working round the clock to maintain operations at Kabul International Airport. Around 800 NATO civilian personnel have remained to provide key functions under very challenging circumstances. We remain committed to completing evacuations, including of our Afghan colleagues, as soon as possible," Stoltenberg said. "The Taliban must respect and facilitate the safe departure of all those who wish to leave. All Afghan men, women and children deserve to live in safety and dignity," Stoltenberg said. "There must be a peaceful transfer of power to an inclusive government, with no revenge or retribution." In a timeline on the NATO website, the organization expressed support and cooperation for Biden's withdrawal plan. In April 2021, after several rounds of consultations, Allied foreign and defense ministers decided to start the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan on May 1, 2021 and complete it within a few months. They also decided to continue supporting Afghanistan in other ways. This was confirmed by NATO heads of state and government at the NATO Brussels summit on June 14, 2021. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.